We're back again for another edition of ILTA's popular Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and today Todd Quorum has joined us. Todd is the Chief Information Officer at Sedgwick LLP. We're happy to have you here, Todd.
Thank you. I appreciate your asking for my participation. I'm glad somebody wants to know what I think.
Well, legacy policies in the legal profession have required a save-everything mentality, but that was before the surge in the amount of data that users create, store, and share. As we continue to see new types of data, new ways of accessing data, new regulations for storing and securing data, and many more data-related developments, the question comes up, how do we keep up? Todd, we'd like to get your insight in hopes of helping everyone tame the data explosion. Let's start off with, why should an organization be concerned about large amounts of data being produced, stored, and shared?
Well, you know, this issue, it is near and dear to my heart and has been for a long time. There are a lot of very strong opinions on this. I used to do a survey back in the old days where I asked the question, are you a preservationist or are you a destructionist? And those questions are still being bandied about, especially at law firms. That's not where I think a lot of this data is coming from, but even if law firms can't figure it out, how do we expect our clients to figure it out? And really, it's going back and forth between attorneys who feel like you shouldn't keep anything because it's dangerous and can, you know, be used against you, as opposed to attorneys who say you should keep everything because somewhere in that email store is an email that is exculpatory. It's going to show your innocence. So there are very, very strong, adamant opinions about it, and I've heard it going on at law firms all over the place for, I don't know, 15 years probably. But really the issue comes back to one word, and that's governance. If you're going to have all this data, you need to govern it. And there are so many reasons we should be concerned about loose data floating around our networks. There's, you know, the cost to store it, the cost to back it up, the risk of losing track of it, client service when you can't find it or you can't, even worse, can't disposition it. All of these issues rise in importance as data volumes swell.
What factors have been most influential in the recent surge of data?
Well, I mean, data has been surging everywhere, but I think the main driver, from my point of view, is the inability of corporations to manage their email volume. And it's not just corporations, it's law firms as well. Rather than mandate that employees segregate email that qualifies as a record, they allow the user to keep everything. And then when their email inbox is so large they're unable to work, they allow the user to create multiple PST files. And all of that data is then discoverable, which means that, you know, although only a small percentage of the data is useful, all of it is being managed and stored and protected or not. And that's really very inefficient, expensive, and risky.
Absolutely. And what technologies do you use to manage data?
Well, I mean, the technologies to manage data, I think, are a small part of the issue. I don't think that the technology to manage it is going to be the answer. We use NetApps, storage devices, to do backups, and we can manage it fairly well using those. But that doesn't really stop the spread of the data. We use applications like TreeSize, which is a very inexpensive little utility to find and identify data on the network. But I think the biggest issue to address in this whole process is education. We have to ensure that users understand the risks, adhere to firm policies on organizing and managing their data, and that they remain vigilant with these practices. And that's just, it's not complex, it's just a lot of work. Anytime you're dealing with user behavior, people will tell you it's going to be a lot of work, and you're going to have to pay a lot of attention to it. It's going to consume a lot of resources, and it's going to take, ultimately, a lot of support from firm management.
A group effort, for sure. Are there new pressures influencing the way you have traditionally managed data?
I think the new pressures include the sheer volume and the types of data we're seeing. Increasingly, users are capturing and storing video, sound, very large PDFs, and even databases that just don't belong in the traditional data stores alongside our work product. They aren't evidentiary in nature either. So they live outside the litigation support structure, outside our document management system, and have only temporary value to the users. But the users are reluctant to delete that data when they've forgotten why they downloaded it in the first place. I know that some firms are putting a cap on personal drives and saying, you know, you've got 2 gigs or 5 gigs, that's all you get. Manage it however you wish, but that's all you get. And the other major issue, I think, is data outside the firewall. Users are increasingly accessing sensitive data on mobile devices, and it's easy to lose track of, and it's easier to misplace. The less security on the device, the easier it is to move around. So the data is like water that seeks the lowest spot. This is a real challenge for IT professionals to govern. And in the ILTSA survey this year, we got a lot of comments about that being the number one security for law firm CIOs and law firm security people is data in motion, data that's traveling around. How do we secure it and how do we, again, govern user behavior? Very difficult.
Well, I think this is a little tied to that. How have changing client security demands influenced the way you manage data and access to it?
Well, I think that the changing client security demands is our salvation. Law firm technology is incredibly difficult due to the relative autonomy, I'll say, and the influence of our attorneys over our decisions on the intersection of security and ease of use. This balance is delicate, and since we want our technology to be easy to use, especially on the road, it's tough because we also want it to be secure. Our clients deal with this conundrum less, in my view, in that they have much greater central control when it's a corporation rather than a partnership. Corporations have stronger centralized administrative authority. They can dictate stronger security practices, and the bad guys understand this, as do our clients. So the clients are pushing their outside counsel for a security sensibility that's more in evidence, let's say. In a sense, it's a huge help to us, these stronger demands, because it gives us some leverage. We can say to a partner, your client is asking for this, and we are obligated to deliver it. And the partner gets that.
That's a really interesting take on that. I hadn't thought of that. So earlier you had mentioned that technology probably isn't the best way for the management of data. So what's more important in data management, the technology or the processes?
No question, it's the process. If we don't institute strong data governance, workflow, and process, the technology really doesn't matter. You can't manage human behavior with technology alone, not if you want the technology to actually serve the business. You have to have strong policies, and they have to be enforced if you want that stuff to be secure. The technology can only go so far.
All right, well, then let's drill it down to one thing. What's the one thing you have in place, either a technology or a process, that is most helpful with your organization's data management efforts?
You know, it's a good question, and I'm going to say neither. It's neither technology nor process. I think the most helpful aspect of governance here at Sedgwick is that management listens to us and demonstrates some leadership in this area. I mean, they're busy attorneys, but they get the risk when they see it. They've responded with support for our training, money within reason, for technology, and they're responding with leadership in getting the message to users that this issue matters and is part of responsible lawyering. I know it sounds a bit cloying, it's a bit, you know, Pollyanna, but it's a fact, and it's my hope that my peers at other firms encounter the same focus. I think eventually they will. It may take some big incidents in the press for people to really understand it. Ultimately, security is not just about one firm. It's not just about my firm, because we all communicate with each other. We're business partners. We're co-counsel. We've got the same clients many times, and it's a team effort. And you can be sure that the hackers are sharing information just like we do. So we really need to pull together as an industry and solve this problem, and we can't do it without management being behind us. So I feel very lucky in that aspect.
That's great. Thank you so much for all that insight. Well, that brings
us... I really appreciate your raising this issue, because it is very topical, and as I say, in the ILTA survey, the annual ILTA technology survey, we're getting these comments a lot, and they are a huge source of stress for our membership.
Yeah, we'll try to tie it all together, definitely. Well, that brings us to an end. So thank you to everyone who's listening, and we hope you'll join us again very soon. And a special thanks to our guest today, Todd Corum.
Thank you, Christy.